Hi, everybody. This is Phil Hendry, and it's time for Home Improvement. Have a happy half hour. House time. And all that, man. All right, coming up on the show, we're going to have Jim Rome interviewing 7-year-old Armando Hernandez, the world champion shin kicker. And we're also going to be talking with David G. Hall and explorer Paul Getty Lee, who is a character that Chris Pelton keeps wanting to write, and we never use him. All that ahead on the Phil Hendry Show. Now, got a couple of phone calls I want to take, but first, this comment about home improvement and guys that you hire to do stuff. I've learned my lesson. I ain't paying these guys until the work gets done. Now, that guy that came out and ripped your cabinets out, and you didn't have to pay him to rip out your cabinets, of course not. I don't want to mention the company that you're dealing with, but it's one of these home improvement places. And they say they're going to do the work for you. Don't ever. Do we have any sponsors that are home improvement places? We have Home Depot, anybody like that? Do we have Lowe's? Because they suck. No, they're good. Are they a sponsor? They're great. Do It Center? Oshkosh? Or whatever the hell the name of that place? Osh? Oshkosh. That's where you buy purses for 3-year-olds. Anyway, I waited for years, man, to get furniture delivered. I've waited for centuries to have a pool built. I've waited for decades, decade after decade. I've watched myself get old before my time, waiting for a guy to deliver some table that my wife ordered. Now, one of the things, if you custom order furniture, oh, well, that's a whole other thing. Well, they got the knob wrong, the leg wrong, something like that. Now, when you're getting your house redone and you're dealing with contractors, there's some guys that are fast and great. The lady living next door to me right now, she's having her house redone. Man, those guys are on the spot. Boom, 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 boom. Every step of the way. Guy across the street from me building a house. This guy's building a house. There have been guys there every day, even on Sunday. Now, where do you find these guys? I don't know, because the ones that I hire, they ain't around for months. Months! I remember when we put the pool in, everybody heard the story. I'm putting this pool in. It's a pool, man. It shouldn't take more than 3 months to put a pool in. I don't care who you are or what you do for a living or what you think you know about building pools. It shouldn't take you more than 3-4 months tops to put a pool in. Any longer than that, and you're pulling on it, man. Any longer than that, and you're shucking and jiving somebody, and you know it as well as I do, so don't give me the thing about how, well, you know, the supplier then, I can't get the gunite, and ha-ha, yeah. You guys are out trying to make your dollars, trying to squeeze every nickel you can, and if the guy who, has already signed a contract with you is going to have to sit there and wait 18 years to get his pool put in, what do you care? This guy puts the gunite in on my pool, and I got to wait for 4 months before somebody comes out there and puts in something called Pebble Tech. You ever heard of Pebble Tech? It's a spray-on, and it's not, when you put a pool in, you can either have that white, that what they call it, kind of that whitewash finish, which is a standard pool bottom, or you can put in this Pebble Tech stuff. Now, supposedly, it keeps the pool warm in the winter, cool in the summer. My kids hate it because it rips their feet to shreds. It looks nice, but frankly, the kids are right. You know, when you're running around, you're playing a little volleyball or something, rips your feet up. I don't know. Like when I'm complaining about having a pool. I don't like it because it rips my feet up. The point is this. I say, I ordered this stuff. I say, I'd like to get this stuff. Well, there's only two guys in Southern California that do it, and they're both alcoholics. So take your pick. Oh, okay. That's great, man. Thank you. And the guy says this to me, if you keep bugging him, they'll put us to the bottom of the list. This is the kind of thing that these guys that do this Pebble Tech engage in, right? My recommendation, if you're living in the California, anywhere in California, you're going to do Pebble Tech on your pool, don't do it. Because apparently all these guys drink too much. So I had to wait around for that. Then what else? Oh, yeah, then they, God forbid, they should put the plumbing in right. You know, like today I got a spa. I got a spa that I like to sit in. And one of the things that I do... So, where was I?
Spa.
Yeah. Guy says to me, oh yeah, we're going to put in 6 jets, Mr. Hendry. And I see you'll be sitting in your spa and you'll be getting massaged. And the spa jets, you see, will shoot the warm water and massage... Yeah, really? Uh-huh. Some of the water shoots right up my you-know-what. I don't need that massage, man. I don't know what you think you got going here, but I ain't it. Because he put it in so low, this jet, that when I sit down in front of it, it's cranking that hot air right up there where, you know, the sun and moon don't get too often. Now, I don't know what kind of joyride this guy's been on, who his customers are, or what he thinks he's dealing with, but buddy, wipe that smile off your face when you're looking at me.
Mr. Henry, you can put the jets in rather strategic places, if you know what I mean.
Wink, wink. Yeah, that's what I want. Could you put it so it shoots it right up my rear, please? My wife just left me, and things are a little lonesome.
Certainly, sir. Bob Babco Pools, Bob Babco and Son, we're in the Yellow Pages. Under anal.
Now! So all of that stuff, right? Then I want the guy to put in a fire pit. You know, a fire pit's kind of a California thing. My wife's got these friends from New York City. They just moved to California. And for some reason, she talks with one of these louder lisps.
Oh, this is just great. Look at this, Harry. Harry, you said you got a fire pit.
So she's digging on that. I said, yeah, well, this clown couldn't even put a fire pit in, man. Every time I turned the thing on, guess what? I got flames leaping up out of the pool deck. What is that? What is a fire pit? It's a rig. It's a little thing you put there on a deck, sand, and there's a gas ring under the sand or rock, lava rock, generally. You light it. The flames come up. It looks like it's a nice little bonfire. You sit there in the summertime. You have a cocktail, and you're living large, right? Well, for whatever reason, this dude puts this thing in that when I light it, I have to put out flames on the side of the brick, and it's like coming out of the thing where we turn the key on, and what the hell is this, man?
Well, probably the sand got wet and sort of compresses down and everything.
Then I said to the guy, you know, I was at my friend's house the other day.
Yeah.
And he had that really big lava rock, you know, a big boulder size.
Uh-huh.
And can I get that?
Well, that's a supply house deal. Now, they'll probably have to go and order it from the...
What are you talking about, man? It's freaking lava rock. You can go right over here to what's the place that's... Lowe's? Yeah. And pick it up, but...
Oh, yeah, well, you only get the little nugget size one.
Yeah, well, I don't want the little ones. I want the big-ass ones.
Well, you got to go to the supply house. That'll be a couple weeks.
What? What are you talking about, man? Why is life so difficult? You guys do construction work. You think you got us over the barrel. You know, the day is coming now where they're prefabbing the houses. You wait. And I ain't talking about trailers. I mean, I'm talking about a regular-looking house that they're prefabbing now. They're doing it in Europe. They're building whole rooms. And they put the house together. And then they just stick it in the ground. So all of the, you know, framing carpenters, all of these guys, guys going to be out of a gig here. And you contract, you know, I got nothing against the guy that does his work. I mean, I don't mind a guy that does it on time, but why do I got to stand around and call on you guys morning, noon, and night how to get this job done? You know, and then, of course, you buy a new house, and I don't know about you, but I feel that if there's a crack running right through the slab, I realize the concrete expands and it contracts, I get that. But when the crack actually affects the tile that you've laid, you know, so there's a thing called subflooring. I don't know if you know what that is, but when you put in a slab and you want to put tile on top of that, you put in some subflooring. You don't just glue the tile right onto the slab. Well, that's what these clowns did. So I'm walking to my house one day. It's looked like I'm walking through San Francisco, 1906. My house is going to swallow me up. You care about me so much that when I'm talking about home improvement, when I'm talking about... Don't say slab. The bottom line on what we're saying, folks, don't shop Lowe's. Now, 1-800-449-8686. We'll get into some email here in a moment. And our website, some of the things that you can find there, including your backstage pass and the souvenir shop for Father's Day. And we'll talk to, apparently, some people out there calling from Yellowstone Park.
Since 11 o'clock last night, the main road has been closed out, Phil. We're doing the best we can with what we've got.
Are you sitting around a nice fire there, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, we're right now. All we can do, I'm pan frying some of the trout we caught. Came up from Bishop. But we have been locked in here and we can't get out.
Because of the landslide.
Because of the landslide and the inability of the Forestry Service to clear the road right now. The best thing I can do is just wait it out, but it's getting to be a little tenuous. A lot of us want to get back to our jobs. The only woman that is here is my sister Beth. You know Beth, right?
I met her once, yeah.
Didn't she come out to that Rock Honda appearance?
Yes, she did.
Well, Beth's here, and I'm here, and Jim Honeycutt. Bob Hendershot and Sid Perry's here too.
Uh-huh.
And we're just waiting and waiting and waiting. And I will say to you, and I want to make this clear to anyone listening from the Forestry Service, that you're forcing an issue here in terms of what needs to be done, and we got to get it done. When I was...
What are you talking about?
Well, the road's been closed in here now 48 hours. My wife isn't with me. My sister is. So I don't think I got to spell it out, do I?
Are you talking about having sex with your sister? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you put it in a way as if I ought to be embarrassed by that.
Well, are you asking me if that's okay, or are you telling me you're going to do that?
I'm not saying either thing, Phil. I don't want you to get upset, but I'm saying that since the landslide and the main road's been closed out of Yellowstone, and we have no way of knowing when we're going to be out of here, she's... And I feel ashamed. I feel as ashamed as a man could feel. But she's looking good. She does look pretty good.
Is your sister there now? Can she hear this?
No, right now she's washing some pots out by the stream. She's bent way over, washing out the pots.
If I were you, man, I'd take a cold shower or something, dude. You know?
Oh, okay. Where am I going to find that? I'm at a campfire. Hello?
Go in the stream or whatever, but...
You seem to think it's funny.
Look at, man, if you're calling me up and telling me in a roundabout way you want to have sex with your sister because there was a landslide at Yellowstone, I would advise you against it. I would advise you against it.
Why?
Why?
Yes, sir, I'd like to know why.
Because I think that... Because I think it's wrong. Because
why? If she consents to it, why is it wrong?
Well, yeah, look at man, I'm not going to get into a big rap session.
Well, you don't want to get into a rap session because you know that there's no way to defend your position. I'm telling you, and I don't want to do it, but the Forestry Service hasn't cleared the road out.
Can't you wait until they do, man? How long is it going to take to clear the road out? You've been up there camping 48 hours, and now all of a sudden, because the road hasn't been cleared out today, you want to have sex with your sister.
I'm saying the Forestry Service told us that it would be cleared out by this morning, and they gave us every indication that it would.
And now that it isn't, now you've made the big leap from not being able to get out of the park today to having to have sex with your sister because you can't get out of the park today.
I'm asking you why you think that's wrong.
I'll tell you why I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong because it's just like it'll mess up your relationship with her, okay? She's your sister.
I understand that, but so she's my sister. You know, Phil, you may have the opinion that if we have children, the kid comes out like with one eye. Isn't that what you're going to think? Isn't that what you're saying?
No, I didn't say that at all.
Because that's not true.
That's fine.
A lot of people think that if a man and a woman are brother and sister and they have sex, the kid comes out with his eyes too close together. Don't they? Don't they, Mr. Hendry? Don't they?
I guess so.
Well, that's not true. And I can tell you...
You're married. What about that? Wouldn't it be cheating?
Not married. I don't think so.
Why?
Because she's my sister. What am I saying? Oh, it's wrong to have sex with my own sister?
Yeah, man. I think that's cheating. I think it's cheating. If you got a wife, yeah, I think it's cheating. This conversation went from you giving me an update on a closed road at Yosemite to you talking about kids being born with their eyes too close together. And I'm telling you, don't do it.
Bill Henry says we shouldn't do it.
You say we can't have sex.
Get all of them. They're so freaky. They scare me. Don't take any cell phone calls from the wilderness, bud. You ought to know better than that.
I came in as a call from Bishop.
That's fine. Maybe he's using a payphone up there. I don't know. I don't want any more phone calls from mountain men. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Because I'll tell you something. Every time we get a call from one of those people, right? Every time one of those freaks call, I'm the guy that's stuck with the bill. I always get stuck with those cell phone calls, those collect calls. I'm the guy that gets stuck every single time. Those people. All right, it's time now for some email. Hey, Phil, try this line by Steve Bozell. I think it belongs in your collection of funniest lines. I believe in God, but I'd rather he just keep his nose out of certain things I'm trying to get done. Very nice. That is from Chris. Here's a guy, Drew, and I feel your pain, Drew. He says, this podcast editing bleep is serious bull bleep. What's happened with our podcast is this. All music that is directly downloaded through the podcast must be edited from that version of the show. Why? Well, because someone who works as an attorney for Clear Channel and is trying to justify the fact that they're on a running meter. In other words, they're just on retainer and it's just the meter keeps ticking. It has to justify coming into the office. He can't just sit there and clean his fingernails, can he? No, no. He can't just sit there and check his underwear for, you know, streaking. No, he's got to, like, come up with make work. So he goes through the law. As soon as we said we want to do podcasts, he decided, why don't I just mess up someone's day? Goes through the law, finds out some aspect of the law that hasn't been used since 1641, when they originally were podcasting things. And he goes back and he finds some law that was the cavalry hasn't even enforced that says you can't do this and you can't do that. So make a long story short, we're going to redo our podcast so that when you download them, you'll hear everything that's said. You'll hear Margaret. You'll hear all the characters. You hear all the bits. You just won't hear any music. How's that going to sound? I don't know.
Is the gentleman still there? Please, Mr. Henry, are you there? We're still at the campfire. I guess we can go ahead and get to it.
And we all have to do it, every now and again, so I don't want to flip you out. I'm here to tell you about something I saw, which disturbed me greatly. Sean Hannity and Rosie O'Donnell were on The View. Oh, God! Now, both of them separately are annoying enough. Put them together, then stick them on The View? God will not permit this to happen. Now, this is an abomination before God and man. Joseph tells us, chapter 3, verse 6, sector 1, that when a man lays down on the ground, flat, fully prone, flat, and puts his ear to the dirt, he may not hear anything, or he may hear horses' hooves, or he might just be laying there and get run over by a car, or by a wagon, or might be stepped over by people. In Isaiah chapter 1, Isaiah goes to the wall, climbs the steps, and looks out and says, "There he is. That's the guy that I need. Right there. There he is." See, so he saw the guy. Now, what I'm trying to say here is, if you need to read the Bible to keep you from getting murderous, almost extremely pathologically murderous, is the fact that Rosie O'Donnell and Sean Hannity had the gall to go on The View together, and that ABC, if I have the network correct, would allow that kind of filth to pervade their airwaves, then you do it. Read the Bible. Take your mind off of what you want to do. I did. I took my mind off of wanting to go and get like one of those small little hand hoes and just go after their faces with it. Look at them. Rosie O'Donnell by herself? Not a problem. I read her blog. Sure, she's a lesbian. Not a problem. I don't think God hates them. Sean Hannity by himself? I can take him in small doses. Oh, sure, the guy is a warmed-over little Rush Limbaugh. Cute, good-looking, all that. The View? Well, I wouldn't lock all of them up in a warehouse and set it on fire with a 5-gallon can of gasoline. I wouldn't waste the gas. But put them all together, you got danger. You got yourself a problem, and friend, unless they take them off the air right now, I will petition the FCC, because I don't care if I hear F, MF, S, SOB, B, C, all them words put together. I'd rather hear a man describe in great detail making love to his wife on the floor of a bathroom than see those people on television together. I'd rather hear that Jew, Howard Stein, talking all about lesbian dial-a-date. I'd rather hear the most extreme, vulgar, and absolutely unacceptable sexual content in a radio program, because I don't think any of that compares to the abomination before God and man that we were warned about in the Revelations, that when Sean Hannity hooks up with Rosie O'Donnell, sticks their faces on The View, and I gotta watch that?
They take off Tammy J and Jim J, man. That was bad enough. Now they put that on.
Someone's going to pay. And I'm going to tell you who's going to pay. The first guy I see on the freeway tonight, that's who pays. Hope it ain't you. I'm done. Okay, are you there, sir?
I am, sir, indeed, yes.
Now, I hung up on you once because you said you were considering sex with your girlfriend. Or not,
With my sister.
With your sister because you're locked in Yellowstone. Bud tells me...
We just got back from the area now, and... I need to speak as soon as I possibly can to the district attorney of Santa Barbara County. I believe I was molested by Michael Jackson.
You believe you were molested by Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I do, yes, sir.
How old are you?
Sir, I reserve my comments for the district attorney. I'm sorry. But I do believe at this time I had a very traumatic experience.
It's difficult for me to take you seriously. You called me a half hour ago saying that you've been locked in Yellowstone for 48 hours because of a landslide, so now you want to have sex with your sister, and now you are saying you were molested.
Mr. Henry, I'm not here, and I don't need to convince you, sir, and I don't need to...
Sir, I don't want to disrespect you, but I'm trying to get to whether or not your comments are credible, you know?
I can tell you, sir, that I had a very traumatic episode just moments ago, and I now know... Based upon, I had a flashback of being molested, and it was, hang on, I need to turn the fire back on. Oh, there we go. Now, anyway, I was...
What is it, a gas fire?
Right, and so, Mr. Henry, I'm
telling... Well, what prompted this?
We had gone over to the northern end of the park. I've got my Jeep, and we're still able to travel within the park here, and I saw Old Faithful.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want me to spell it out?
All right, so I want to ask you...
Wait, don't you laugh at me, GD. Don't you laugh at me.
I'm not laughing, sir. Are you telling me that you saw Old Faithful?
Yeah, he's laughing. You know what? I hope you die of testicle cancer.
That guy's not for real, bud.
He swears he's telling the truth. He's very angry.
I heard him laugh at the end there. I hope you die of testicle cancer. What is he saying?
He said he had a flashback. He believes he's molested.
By Michael Jackson?
Yes.
And that's because he went and saw Old Faithful?
No, that triggered the flashback.
That triggered the flashback that he was molested by Michael Jackson by going over and seeing Old Faithful?
Yes. Yes, I mean, what do you want me to tell you? I didn't make, you know.
And now the guy's, so he's over there stuck in Yellowstone, flashing back on being molested by Michael Jackson, contemplating sex with his sister, all because there's a landslide. Would you people up at Yosemite get that freaking road cleared and get that nut out of there? Hold on for a minute. Is he calling back?
Yeah.
Sir, I didn't mean to...
Well, I can see where your amusement for the night...
I didn't mean to laugh at you.
No, I can see that I'm being used as your amusement for the night.
I'm sorry?
I want the number of Mr. Stetton, the DA of Santa Barbara County, sir. I do believe that I was fondled and fondled repeatedly. And yes, seeing Old Faithful and a couple of other things.
What?
I just saw Yogi Bear and Boo Boo. And man, if that doesn't remind me...
Okay, thanks. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Oh, we're not breaking? Okay, cool. No, we got both of our breaks in? That's great. So I can tell people about our webcast. It's going to be happening on the 17th. And you have to go to the Phil Henry Show website to pick up your pay-per-view. This is a backstage pass. It gives you access to all the material from our show, all of our audio archives, all of our live streaming. Yes, even the podcast. Because I'm going to tell you something. The podcast is going to get worked out. Don't sweat it. I don't want anybody freaking. You know, it's kind of lame that, but in a way I kind of get it. When you use music that's some dude's music, one way, like for instance, the other day we did a bit with Bing Crosby and we played a Doris Day record. When's the last time Doris Day's music ever got heard anywhere? You figure we're doing her a favor. Somebody, I don't know who, might hear it and want to go in and, you know, dig it, like listen to it or something. But no, that's not what happens. What happens is this. They want royalties. So in order to not have to pay the royalties, because the company I work for is so freaking cheap that people walk around here in striped costumes, I'm joking. In order to not have to pay the royalties, you know, we strip the music out. Now, that's in the podcasts. You can hear on our radio show and certainly, you know, live streaming the show. That stuff is still in there. So on our podcast, that'll be a part of the backstage pass. But the big thing that we want to tell you about is on the 17th, that begins at 7 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern, is our live webcast. And this won't just be any kind of webcast. We will have four different camera angles. We'll have a camera in the screening room with Harry. There'll be a camera looking at me. We refuse to put a camera on Bud for obvious reasons. People will be frightened, Bud.